May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Yeah, so Mary said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Easy to say when you don't have to wait in line, right? You know what else she didn't have to put up with? She didn't have to put up with traffic. Now, did she? Yeah. Waiting. We don't like to wait at all, do we? We want what we want. We want it now, right? Doggone it. Going to the doctor's office or the dentist, you know, just the name of the room, the waiting room, you know, speaks of horrible Muzak and tattered table tent advertisements reminding you to have your thyroid checked. And old Highlights magazines. Remember those? Yeah. We hate to wait. You hate to wait. Admit it. And many of us have aspirations to actually be better at waiting, right? Yeah, we'd all love to have more patience. But we want it now, right? We even may pray to God to give us more patience because we all know that if we did have that patience, waiting wouldn't be so horrible now, would it? Well, waiting falls in that category of things that must be done in order for the things we know must come. Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't it be great if life were just like something that was streamed? You know how when you're watching something on your computer and you can put your clicker on that thing, you can pull that and you can skip over stuff? Wouldn't it be great if life had something like that? It's like, okay, let's get past the boring part and let's get to the good stuff, right? Yeah, those sliding bars just don't exist in reality, though, right? Waiting comes with the experience that we call being human, and most gloriously, in being Christian. And here we are, third week of Advent already, right? You know, Advent, basically what it is in the church, we made a season out of waiting. It's like the church is saying, not yet, not yet. Meanwhile, all around us are saying, now, now, oh yes, it's now. But no, not yet, not yet. So here we are in our not yet time, right? We use typically have the color of blue, right, for here at Nativity, with the exception of this, the third Sunday, where we switch to the rose color because we want to like, okay, it's been old blue, but it's getting cheerier. Things are getting better. So, you know, cheer up. It's not going to be that much longer. Well, blue may actually be more of a visual representation of how we feel, right? What is it that we're waiting for, though? In our gospel lesson today, the disciples of John were waiting and hoping that their time of waiting was over. That's what they were hoping. They had been following John the Baptist, who, quite frankly, he was rather rude and crude, socially unacceptable in many ways, for quite some time now. And they were hearing him tell of someone who was to come. And now he's in jail. And his fathers are like, oh my goodness, I hope Jesus is the guy he's been pointing to. So they go and ask him, right? I mean, after all, if you're following somebody and that person is in jail, wouldn't you be looking for another gig? I think so. Jesus responds with what amounts to a, well, what are you hearing me say? What are you seeing me do? How are people's lives being uplifted around me? So, does this mean we can stop waiting? Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Yeah. So, how's your wait going, right? A couple of weeks ago, on the first Sunday of Advent, I encouraged y'all to do a little less, right, this Advent. I don't know who of you actually took that on. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands either, but I'm... But, you know, I encourage you to take on a little less, right? Is that something that you've taken on for yourself? Or is it just something like, it's a good idea, Wayne, but no, I'm going to ignore that. Just analyze that for yourself. The waiting, though, that we are called upon to do is out of an assurance that the peace of Christ, it's a coming, right? The annoyance in the wait that we experience is what we call, and we're all adults here, right? It's the BS of life. We know that. You know it. The injustice, the mayhem, the chaos, and every day you got to wake up to those headlines. Ugh. Everything. Something that happens, like, oh, wow, that happened? Yikes. Waiting is horrible because it's during the waiting that all the bad stuff happens. But yet, waiting is what we're called to do. There used to be an aspirin commercial, right? You remember this one? It said, when you haven't got time for the pain. Yeah, you take. You remember that, don't you? I can see you. Yeah, when you haven't got time for the pain. We got something that's going to take away that pain for you, right? Well, our epistle lesson tells us, and Susie read it, right? Be patient until the coming of the Lord. Just as a farmer waits for what is planted to spring forth, be confident, knowing that the rains are doing their thing underground, and those little seedlings that we put, they are going to sprout. They really will. So in the meantime, strengthen your hearts. Stop your grumbling against one another. Hey, there's some advice for you, right? Give that a rest. If what God is giving us is salvation, what does that mean? I mean, what are you being saved from? Did you wake up this morning pining for salvation? I don't know. From what are we being saved? I tell you what, I think we're being saved from our worst selves. I think we're being saved from those bad decisions that we've made. Yeah, that's what we get saved from. Salvation is something that we get that is deliverance from the hell that we've created for ourselves in our own worlds when we make our political and ideological differences more important than what unites us with God in Christ. Advent is about getting that this Jesus is the one who is to come, and yeah, we gotta wait for it. And for Christians, this means that we live in a world of the already and the not yet. Our salvation is both here and now, and it's coming, both. And now, many of you I've shared with, back in November, I went on a monastic retreat, right? I got to wear my black cassock every day, which was awesome. I was like, usually only get to wear that, on the Good Friday, I think, is usually the only day. I got to wear five days in a row, right? This was awesome. And I got to practice being silent around other people. That was nice. That was really nice. Not to have to talk. I tell you what, small talk is the worst thing. I hate to make the most. Ugh, hate small talk, right? So, yeah, I didn't have to worry about talking. We went to prayer services four times a day. Also, a Eucharist every day. It was just quite refreshing, I must say. You've heard the expression, don't just sit there, do something. Well, try this on. Don't just do something, sit there. Yeah, don't just do something, sit there. And if you haven't experienced the bliss of centering prayer, is Margaret here today? Is Margaret the one who leads our centering prayer? She's not here today, is she? Yeah, Margaret who leads our centering prayer ministry. If you haven't tried that, it is wondrous. Right? You sit for 20 minutes a day and you just think about nothing. And you're like, oh, I can't sit for 20 minutes and think about nothing. There's something going to be thinking about. Yeah, well, it's something that you learn to deal with. This is joy, my friends, when we can actually take a breath and let something go. Being good at waiting isn't as hard as you think. All you got to do is stop and breathe. Yeah, sounds like a sigh to some other people, but you know what? It's healthy. It really is. And you can pray without saying any words. You know that, right? Without any thoughts. And, you know, thoughts are just, you know, they're like whispers in the wind. It's like they just go. They're just there all the time, right? But stop and breathe. Take a breath in and let it out. And you do it again and again. That's how you wait, folks. And that's what waiting done well looks like, okay? Being willing to experience the presence of God in the very breath that we're taking in. You know the word for breath and wind and spirit is all the same? Did you know that in our Bible? The word is for breath. The breath that's in our body. Wind. Spirit. Spirit. Holy Spirit. God. Oh, yeah. It's all the same thing. So when we're experiencing our breath, we're experiencing God. Most of us take breathing for granted, though, right? So you know what? I want you to get that you do have all the time in the world, all right? There is no more time to be given out. We have all that there is. Waiting is our access to God in the time that we do have. It's something for us to relish. It's something that we have to celebrate. So, reconnect to that. You have just about another week and a half or so, okay? Reconnect to that joy of waiting, because the Anointed One is coming, the one in whom we entrust our salvation. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.